The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, has secured a meeting with US President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris at the White House on Tuesday next week.
It's incredibly important for New Zealand, of course, that in this fraught time of global politics, when we have not only a pandemic, the climate crisis, we have conflict, for us to be engaging with like-minded partners like the United States.
Our political editor Jane Patterson is with the Prime Minister in the US and joins us now. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Corin.
So it's taken a while, but this is significant to finally get this confirmed.
Oh, it is. And look, I think the wheels have been in motion, but it was just a matter of coordinating the announcement and confirming between both sides, and especially given those Texas shootings just made everything obviously a little bit more complicated. So the Prime Minister will be very happy to have this nailed down. It would have been a real missed opportunity if she'd come all of this way and been in the United States for this length of time and not been able to make that meeting with Joe Biden work. Again, logistics, he had been over in Japan for the Quad, but back now and that meeting scheduled for next Tuesday, and also with the Vice President Kamala Harris.
The President presumably will have been to Texas before that?
Not necessarily. So there's no official word on whether he will go to Texas over the weekend. He may look to go there maybe early next week, but no official confirmation. So any arrangements that he has made will now be made around that visit by Jacinda Ardern.
Okay, we know that there's likely to be a bit of conversation about the gun issue, but really the top priorities for this White House visit, I suppose from New Zealand's perspective, it is trade, but then obviously China and the Pacific and the Ukraine will be high up there.
That's right. So Ukraine first, Ms. Ardern said that, you know, of course that will be discussed, but she didn't expect, for example, there to be any requests from President Biden or any further action or sanctions or anything else from New Zealand. She said that New Zealand has been responding along the way from requests on the ground, and so it will be more of a high-level discussion rather than logistics. China and the Pacific very much wrapped up with trade. We have Jacinda Ardern basically saying the US needs to be much more active, and that's been acknowledged in the Pacific, and actually that is true. The economy and through trade. She's basically said the Indo-Pacific economic framework, it's a good start, but it's certainly well away from where New Zealand would like to see it. And actually, the ultimate for New Zealand would be a return of the US to the CPTPP. I think that's highly unlikely, certainly in the interim while she is here or in the short term. Who knows? There may be a bit of a discussion. There might be some arguments that she can put to President Biden from New Zealand.
I think we have lost Jane Patterson, our political editor there. We were talking about, obviously, the confirmation that the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, will meet with President Biden Tuesday next week, along with the Vice President, Kamala Harris.